Hello and welcome to Sound the Limits. I'm Adriana Varekia, and in today's episode, we're exploring the ethical considerations and responsibilities we face when using technology in the classroom. As educators, we're increasingly reliant on digital tools for learning, assessment, and communication and safeguarding. But as we embrace these technologies, we also need to stop and ask, what are the implications for the children in our care? And more importantly, how can we use tech responsibly, inclusively, and ethically? One of the most pressing ethical concerns is student privacy. With every new platform we introduce, from learning apps to cloud-based assessment tools, we are often collecting, storing, and sharing sensitive data. But how often do we stop to consider where the data is going, who has access to it, and how secure it really is? This concern becomes even more pronounced when we're working with vulnerable learners, those with SEND, children who are looked after, or those already navigating a complex personal circumstance. Technology must never outpace our safeguarding responsibilities. We need strong policies and informed practices to ensure that children are protected both online and offline. Safeguarding in the digital age is just about filters and firewalls. It's about understanding how online platforms can be misused and making sure staff, pupils and families are all educated in recognising risk and responding appropriately. When it comes to teaching digital citizenship, digital literacy has evolved. It is no longer just about knowing how to use a device, it is about understanding how to behave ethically, safely and respectfully in digital spaces. This means helping our students become responsible digital citizens, people who can critically assess online information, understand their digital footprint in the world today, and engage in meaningful and respectful dialogue with people they know and people they don't know. This shift has certainly impacted me as an educator. I've come to see digital literacy as a core part of the curriculum, not as an add-on or as a subject that we cover in PSHE for Safer Internet Week, but it has to be incorporated as a daily practice. I've seen it in the primaries I work in, supporting the children who are neurodivergent, as well as being a governor at an alternative provision. As adults in the room, we need to model positive online behaviours and guide our students in navigating the complex digital world they're growing up in. Equity and access is an issue. Technology can be a great leveller, but only if everyone can access it equally. Not all learners have devices at home, reliable internet, or even a quiet space to work. And for children with additional needs, many mainstream platforms are simply not designed with inclusion in mind. We need to ask ourselves, is it truly accessible? Who might be excluded by the setup that we currently see in a lot of platforms? And how can we scaffold digital learning so that every child benefits? Equity means more than just giving everyone the same tool. It means recognising difference and designing learning that meets children where they are, teaching them at their stage, not their age. A recent Netflix series called Adolescence really brought some of these issues to life. It follows a 13-year-old boy entangled in a toxic online world, leading to tragic consequences. While fictional, it's a stark reminder of a very real risk our young people face when navigating the world digitally without any guidance. Shows like this remind us that digital literacy isn't just an educational concern, it's a safeguarding one. If we don't actively teach critical thinking, emotional regulation and healthy online habits, we risk leaving children vulnerable to exploitation, misinformation and harm. False news is out there, and we still have children that can't tell if it's real or not. There are also excellent TED Talks that explore this space. Scott Whitman's Technology, the Best or Worst Thing for Education, unpacks the tension between innovation and over-reliance. Mary Jo Madda also says this when she says why technology can't fix education. It reminds us that tech is only effective when used alongside strong relationships and outstanding teaching. Heiji Lim's talk on overlooked school resources highlights how tech can bridge or widen the gap between school and home, depending on how it's used. All of this, as an educator, has deepened my understanding of digital literacy, just not as a skill set, but as a mindset. It's about ethics, inclusion, safety and access. As educators, we have a duty to stay informed, to advocate for equitable systems and to keep our learners' well-being at heart of everything we do, ensuring they are responsible global citizens of the world as they grow and process through their education. Thanks for listening to Sound the Limits.